I'd like to review a couple of themes that I've discussed in previous occasions in a slightly different way. We're in the Tkufa between Tu B'Shvat and Rosh Chodesh Shvat. And that Tkufa, of course, as you know, is a machlokis between Beis Shammai and Beis Hillel. According to Beis Shammai, the Rosh Hashanah Li'ilanos has already passed. And according to Beis Hillel, it's Tu B'Shvat. According to the opinion of Rashi in the beginning of Rosh Hashanah, the Machlok Beis Shammai Beis Hillel is the following. According to Beis Hillel, we look, and Beis Hashem, some of you, I hope, will be Zochet to settle in Eretz Yisrael and to grow trees in Eretz Yisrael. You'll see that the buds of the tree actually come out right around Tu B'Shvat. So Beis Shammai says, the Rosh Hashanah Li'ilanos is when the buds come. The Beis Hillel says when the buds come. And Beis Shammai says no. Once the tree has enough sap inside, so then that's enough for it to be considered Rosh Hashanah Ilanos, even if the buds haven't come out. What's behind that machlokus between Beis Shammai and Beis Hillel? Beis Hillel says you got to look. If the buds come out, then that's the simon that we've got here. Beis Shammai is hard to understand. Once the sap is in the tree, but the buds haven't come out. There's a well-known Zohar. Another question. The Zohar says the La'asid Lavo, we're going to follow the opinion of Beis Shammai and Beis Hillel. What does the Zohar mean by that? That one day, we're going to abandon Beis Hillel, we're going to follow the opinion of Beis Shammai. Let's go to the Parshas HaShavua, famous Maimer in Chassidus. Torah Kedoshah tells us, HaChodesh HaZeh Lochem. This Rosh Chodesh is for you. Say Chazal, Lochem v'lo l'goyim. It's for you, Klal Yisrael, and not for the goyim, not for the Gentiles. Why does it say Dafka over here, Lochem v'lo l'goyim? All mitzvot are Lochem v'lo l'goyim, except for seven. Zok Deslanim Rebbe, Elishim Rumas Bezeh, Dihine, Hachama, Ein Boshum Chidushim v'shinuyim. It's not a coincidence today that the Gentile world follows the solar. And there, the sun is there, it stays. Ein chodosh tachas hashemesh. There's nothing new under the sun. We say in Chassidus, avo lemalo min hashemesh, but lemalo min hateva, Klal Yisrael doesn't follow the shemesh. Ein chodosh tachas hashemesh. But Klal Yisrael is l'mala me'ashemesh. HaChodesh HaZeh Lochem, Klal Yisrael was given something that was very, very, very unique. And it's the first mitzvah. And it's our essence. And that is the koach of Ischadshus, the ability to mamish, recreate ourselves, to make ourselves mamish new. Rabotai, between semesters, there are alumni that come back to yeshivas. Says in the Siva Shalom, HaChodesh HaZeh Lochem, HaChodesh HaZeh Lochem, the Torah says, was given specifically to Moshe Ba'aron, Be'eretz Mitzrayim. Why does the Torah here emphasize Be'eretz Mitzrayim? There are other cases, it says, Vayomer Hashem Moshe Ba'aron, and it doesn't say Be'eretz Mitzrayim. Because you know where you're going to need that special midah, and if you're Shana Aleph or Shana Bet, or if you're learning in the Gros Kolel, in a way, you don't experience that need, that same need of Ischachus. But when you're Be'eretz Mitzrayim, HaKadosh Baruch Hu has given us this special gift to mamish, recreate ourselves, no matter how far we have fallen. The koach of Ischachus of every Yochid, no matter where he is, his potential to change, and that's something Lochem V'lo L'goyim. It doesn't only apply to a yachid, it applies to the koach of Klal Yisrael. We get every single koach that you and I as an individual have comes from the koach that HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave Klal Yisrael. I think I've mentioned in the past that in the concentration camps, when the Jews used to come back after a day of murder, starvation, there was a comment that I've heard that they used to say when they used to come back to the lagerim, the barracks. And they said in Yiddish to each other, Mirvelin ze oisleben. We're going to outlive them. It didn't make any sense. It wasn't even true. The odds that that Jew would outlive that Nazi officer was simply false. So what do they mean? What were they saying, Mirvelin ze oisleben? How they gave each other strength. It was true. Klal Yisrael was going to outlive them. And each one was being mechazik the other because they knew there were 100 that were going to sleep that night. They knew that one day, 5 out of those 100 will outlive them. HaChodesh hazeh lochem be'eretz Mitzrayim. That Klal Yisrael is going to have that koach of hizchadshut. And our ability to recreate ourselves, no matter how far we have fallen, comes from the koach that was given to Klal Yisrael. How else did the Panovich Rav Zatzal, Rabbi Yosef Shalom Kahaneman, how else did he have the ability to be one of the architects to rebuild Torah here in Eretz Yisrael after he found out that his wife and his children were murdered by the Nazis? He understood this koach of hizchadshus. They say that Rav Kahaneman was going to collect to start for the yeshivas of Panovich. He used to travel the world. No one believed him. No one believed him that he'd be able to recreate. If you would have told someone in the 1950s that there'd be more Torah in one block of Bnei Brak than all of Panovich, they would never have believed you. That one base of Medrash, who knows how many times the amount of people that learned Torah in all of Panovich. They wouldn't have believed it. It didn't make any sense. Rav Kahaneman, when he was collecting money, he happened to be stopping in Italy. And it was pouring rain. And he said to the driver, I insist that you take me to the Arch of Titus. It's pouring rain. He didn't have an umbrella. He insisted on getting out of the cab. And he walked over to the Arch of Titus, which of course has a picture of Titus HaRosh sending us into Golos. And Rav Kahaneman, in his inimitable style, started screaming. Just picture this, 1950s. Early 1950s, probably wasn't even remarried yet. There are just a few children, Yaldei Tehran, that have survived. In the pouring rain. And Rav Kahaneman screams, Titus HaRosha, you tried to destroy Klal Yisrael, and you exiled Klal Yisrael from Eretz Yisrael 2,000 years ago. You should know that we're back. And we're going to build Torah in Eretz Yisrael like it never was built before. That's a koach of hizchadshus. And that's a koach that every single one of us have inside of us. They say one of the Cleveland Rashi yeshivas was once, again in the early 50s, was looking for a ktzos hafayshin. And he went into a Jewish bookstore. In those days, there weren't farm stores. And he asked the author, the store owner, if he has a ktzos hachoshen. Legend has it that he went up to a far corner of the store and he says, I have the last ktzos hachoshen in America. You know how many times the ktzos hachoshen has been reprinted? Do you know how many times you could reprint the ktzos hachoshen? What's the machloikis between Beis Shammai and Beis Hillel? Beis Shammai says, I don't look at the reality. I don't look at who you are in your basar v'dam the way you are right now. I don't look at the Elon in terms of whether it has a bud or whether it doesn't. I define things by its potential and not by its real. For according to Beis Shammai, what is more real? Up in heaven, who are you? Are you who you are right here, right now? Or Klapei Shmaya, could it be that in heaven there is no difference between our potential? And who we are. Our great Rebbe Rav Nevinsal told me that he believes that many of the machlokias between Beis Shammai and Beis Pilat are these issues. I'll just throw out one. Rav Nevinsal listed a bunch of examples. We don't have time in Musar Shmuz. But one example. The halacha is that if you have something that's usur to bring into the Beis HaMikdash, something from what's called an esnan, that was from olives or grapes, according to Beis Shammai, it can never be used in the Mikdash. According to Beis Hillel, in Bava Kama Samachai, according to Beis Hillel, the halacha is that once it's turned into wine, it can be used. This is known as the sugya of Shinui Kona. Beis Shammai say Shinui is Kona, Beis Hillel say, Beis Shammai says that Shinui is not Kona, Beis Hillel says yes. What's the machlokas between Beis Shammai and Beis Hillel? Beis Hillel says, it was before olives, now it's oil, it's a totally different thing. Beis Shammai says that olives are oil. The potential of something is its reality. And that's why, La'asid Lavo, we're going to follow Beis Shammai and not Beis Hillel. Because La'asid Lavo is a harmony between our potential and who we really are. And Rabotai, there are two major lessons that emerge. If the potential is Klapei Shemaya reality, then there are two very powerful things that we have to ask ourselves. Are we reaching our potential? Are we reaching who we really are? HaKadosh Baruch Hu knows how much we could accomplish. In my small experience of chinuch, I found that a very small amount of Talmidim actually reached the potential I, who's a simple young Rebbe, think that they have. And what about Klapei Shemaya? Studies have been shown that, God forbid, if a mother sees her child trapped under a car, she could lift up the car. There's so much more that we could tap into ourselves. And Klapei Shemaya, that's who we are. That's a heavy musar, that's a heavy responsibility. That's what Sichas Musar is supposed to be about. But one more comforting point. We started off about the individual who's been Be'eretz Mitzrayim, the individual who Chas V'Chalila fell to the Memtesh Shari Tumah. How we perceive ourselves when we do an Avera, how awful we feel. And in the real world, there's real Tumah. But how does HaKadosh Baruch Hu perceive us? A lot of things happen on the way to heaven. But HaKadosh Baruch Hu perceives us in a totally different way. Yes, there are Averos. And yes, there's going to be time that we're going to have to give a Din V'Cheshbon. But HaKadosh Baruch Hu doesn't view us in terms of that reality. HaKadosh Baruch Hu views us in our potential of good. And HaKadosh Baruch Hu says to us, I've given you the ability to recreate yourself, Eretz Mitzrayim. You're not, that's not your essence. I know what your essence is. HaKadosh Baruch Hu knows what it is. It might be hard for us to pull it out of ourselves. But that's how HaKadosh Baruch Hu perceives us. Not by the Ma'isim Ra'am that we did. He relates to us as the Chelek Eloka Mimal, the beautiful Neshama that He's given us. And He knows, as in Slichos we say all the time, HaKadosh Baruch Hu is waiting for us to come back. And He knows that we can. Because HaKadosh Baruch Hu's perception is the perception of the Shita Beis Shammai. Now, there are certain realities. We have to follow Beis Hillel. But the essence of who we are is our potential. And in which we tap into it is just like those Yidden at the barracks who said, Mevelin Zei Ois Leben, we have to look in the Yetzer Hara and say, I know that I'm greater than that, and I will outlive you, because I know what my essence is. HaKadosh Baruch Hu should give us Siyata Deshmaya to live in that Bechina of La'asid Lavoi, the Bechina of Beis Shammai, the Bechina of our potential.